The Chinese government were planning to introduce some new censorship software, starting from today, that would have allowed the authorities to control access to the internet at the level of an individual's computer. That was a big step forward from before, because up until now, it's controlled pornography, violence, and politically sensitive content at the level of servers. But this would take censorship into people's houses, into their offices, into their laptops.
Now, they announced a postponement of these plans right at the very last minute. Why was that?
We don't know for sure yet. The announcement came just 4 hours before it was supposed to be introduced. It looks very much like a last-minute climb down. It seems that there was some debate within the government about this software, which has stirred up amazing amount of online hostility in China and also come under fire from foreign governments, including the US and including criticism from the European Union. So it may be that. Alternatively, it might well be administrative problems of putting into practice such an ambitious effort at censorship.
Well, as you say, it is very ambitious. I mean, is the Chinese government able to enforce such censorship?
It seems not in this case, at least so far, which is good news for anyone who believes in free speech. What we've seen over the past 10 years is that the Chinese authorities have fought a running battle with the internet. As the number of netizens in China has increased and increased to around about 300 million now, the authorities have tried an increasingly sophisticated set of techniques to try and control what information they're able to access. So they have keyword filters, and they impose self-censorship obligations on search engines and so forth. But the fact is that the internet keeps growing beyond them, and that people are able to find a way over the Great Firewall of China, as the censorship system is called, at its outer limits. And also that one way or another, if people want to find information, they can do so.
So how significant is this climb down? I mean, does it mean that the government will go ahead with these plans some point in the future?
That is the very interesting question that I think will be asked in the days ahead. We don't know what is in their minds when they're doing this. Are they just going to fall back a little, build up their plans again, try to convince foreign governments and foreign computer manufacturers that it can be done and it must be done and that they're determined to push it ahead, or whether they've decided that, you know, they've gone a step too far this time and that there's less political damage from climbing down than there would have been from pushing ahead with something that was considered as massively intrusive by a great many Chinese netizens, including a lot of young netizens who normally are quite apathetic about censorship and internet controls.